You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Choral music has been bringing people together for centuries with the power to provide hope and reaffirm faith through soulful harmonies. More recently, the soaring voices of the Sacramento Masters singers have helped advance choral music in Northern California for more than four decades. This weekend, the group will be performing at the Sophia, home of the B Street Theater in downtown Sacramento, with songs that they say will capture a wide range of life's seminal moments, from birth to death, joy to sorrow. Joining us now to tell us more about how they work to advance this classic art form in the 21st century is Ralph Hughes, Artistic Director and Conductor of the Sacramento Master Singers and Choir Member, Mary Pat. Welcome to you both. Good morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good
We're glad to be here.
Thanks for making the time. Okay, Ralph, I want to start with you because the choir's been around since 1982, but you've been its conductor and its artistic director since 1986, so almost from the beginning. For listeners who may be learning about the Sacramento Master Singers for the first time, how do you work to advance choral music?
Well, first of all, thank you for inviting us to be here this morning. And we have been exceedingly active in the nearly 40 years that we've been in existence, and then I've been conducting since for 37 years. So we strive to reach out to area schools and include them and promote their activities. And we've got in the current choir people as young as 17, all the way up into in our 70s, you know. And we are very eager to have people remain singers lifelong.
Yeah. I love that it spans generations because then you can really get that mentorship. And then you hopefully stick with it, you know, as you get older yourself and you pass it along. Mary, what do you love about performing with this group?
Oh, it's been such a privilege, and for so long because it's my 30th season. So
you two go way back.
Yeah. So yeah, I moved here from New York and left my job, my family, because I met this guy in Sacramento. And the biggest hole in my life was, where am I going to sing? And he knew about the Master Singers, and it's just been my other family ever since. So we have been through all of it, birth and death and babies and people leaving, coming back, because Ralph has created an amazing choral family. It's just like none other. So
we're going to get a little taste of the performances that you do. We're going to listen to something that you put together during the pandemic. I mean, it's quite remarkable. It's Make a Joyful Noise Unto the Lord. It was posted in July of 2021, where the choir appears to be singing together, but from separate Zoom boxes, which we've all become very familiar with. So let's take a listen to some of the video. I can't believe you did that over Zoom. I mean, that beats pretty much any Zoom connection I've had in the last couple years. Just even listening to that and the quality of it, the talent behind it, it must feel so special that you're going to be in person this weekend together.
Exactly. I mean, we were supposed to perform this concert in March of 2020. And then 2 days before the first performance, my board called me and said, hey, we're listening to the news. It's quite clear the world is sort of shutting down. And it was just devastating not to be able to perform songs in the key of life. And so here we are 3 years later, being able to perform that program. And the cool thing about it is sort of it's steeped during that time, and I think that we're bringing a richness to it that it wouldn't have had 3 years ago.
So given that the performance this weekend, which is, you know, 3 years overdue or 2 years and plus, it's called Songs in the Key of Life, which some listeners may recognize as a Stevie Wonder album. Is there an inspiration with Stevie Wonder?
Well, of course, I'm a fan, and I bet you are too, but I just wanted to choose a title that could embrace everything from the creation of life all the way through young love, mature love, then some tough issues like Alzheimer's, and then maybe giving people a chance to think about, is there a transition to another life? So that title, Songs in the Key of Life, seemed to embrace that. So Stevie Wonder fans know that we'll be doing some other cool people like Joni Mitchell and Billy Joel, and as well as new compositions on this program.
Please go ahead, Mary.
I was saying to Ralph this morning, this seems like we've never performed at the Sophia before. It's been more intimate spaces before. But while we're standing on that stage in Midtown, it seems like it'll be our everything, everywhere, all at once moment, because from there you have babies being born, you have people in elder care facilities, you have people on first dates at Cafe Bernardo. Up the street you have therapists taking care of people who didn't have great dates, you know. But you'll have everything that we're singing about all at once. So it's going to be very inspirational.
Yeah,
location.
Not only a beautiful venue, but very fitting as well. Yeah. It really matches what Songs in the Key of Life, you know, the mission and the intention of it. We're going to listen to a live performance from the chorus of December of 2022, so not too long ago, which you say has similar forces to what's going to be played this weekend. So the song is titled Gloria in Excelsis, composed by Dan Forrest. Wonderful. Ralph, what are you looking forward to most this weekend?
Well, it's always exhilarating to get to perform and conduct choir members. So we got 46 singers and we have 15 instrumentalists on Alzheimer's Stories. And so that's pretty darn exhilarating. Oh, and that last piece you heard, one of Cap Radio's own, Mike Nelson, was playing French horn in that piece.
And he's right down the hallway. I got to go bug him about that.
Exactly. And he's performing as part of the orchestra this weekend. Very important is Omari Tau is one of our soloists, and Buffy Baggett. Omari teaches at CRC and was formerly the opera director at Sac State. And Buffy is from San Francisco's opera chorus, and you'll just absolutely love hearing both of those soloists.
Mary, I want to end with you. What do you hope audiences take away this weekend?
I hope that they are enveloped by a feeling of not just artistry, but compassion. We are honoring caregivers with every performance this year, but for this set of concerts, caregivers in our area, and in fact, there'll be half-price tickets for them, and you can learn more about that, I guess, through our website or whatever you would say.
But yeah, if you are a caregiver, you could use the code CAREGIVERS at the bstreettheater.org site and receive a 50% discount, because we want to honor you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and take a little time for yourself as well. With some beautiful music. Thank you both so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you so much.
It's going to be a great evening, a great weekend at that. Ralph Hughes is artistic director and conductor for the Sacramento Master Singers, along with choir alto Mary Pat, giving us a taste of their performance at the Sophia, home of the B Street Theater, this weekend. You can find more information about their performances on our webpage, insight@capradio.org. Still ahead, we're going to give a fond farewell to one of our own, Cap Radio's Randall White. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.